From the studios at Boise State Public Radio, I'm Gemma Gaudette. The Boise Urban Garden School, or BUGS for short, is on a mission to teach both youth and adults the fundamentals of gardening. And they do this through science and environmentally friendly lesson plans, as well as nutrition. So joining us today to tell us more about this unique program is Alex Brooks, Executive Director of BUGS. Welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me.
So Alex, first, tell us a little bit more about BUGS for folks who may not know much about it. How long has it been around, and how did it get started?
Sure. BUGS is an environmental education center. We're part of Boise Parks and Recreation, but we also have a nonprofit arm. We offer gardening and culinary classes all over the Treasure Valley. BUGS was started by two teachers who all they wanted to do was educate community members and their students about where their food comes from. And 7 years ago, we were lucky enough to be adopted by the city, and we moved into our current location at Comba Park. We feel really lucky to be part of a city that values outdoor education in the garden.
So talk a little bit more about that, Alex, about this collaboration with the city of Boise, and frankly, I mean, now being under that umbrella, because it has really been able to expand your reach.
Yes, definitely. We are very lucky to be part of Parks and Rec. They help get our message out, but we also offer super unique classes compared to the other programs within that department.
Okay, so let's talk about that because you have programs throughout the entire year. I know you're wrapping up your summer programs, but you even have fall programs. So let's start with talking about like kind of the youth side of it because you have programs in the fall for kids.
Yeah, this week actually is our last week of summer camps, and next week we will be transitioning to working more with local schools, and we also offer programs through Parks and Rec. So this fall we have opportunities for classes to come to our facility for a field trip, or we can also visit schools all the way through the winter. We also offer community programs like our outdoor preschool, which runs 3 days a week, September through May. That's a really amazing program for kids who are looking for more of a long-term experience with us. And we also have other classes that include culinary classes for youth, family, and adults. We host homeschool days. And then we also have weekend community days that are open and free to the public.
And talk a little bit about the mission of BUGS, and you know, especially these two teachers who started the program, because it has expanded so much in the years since they created this.
Yeah, our goal is to bring food production to a local level. When someone sees how and where their food grows, they are more likely to want to eat that nutritious food. So we like to show youth and adults the start to the finish, so from planting the seed all the way to cooking it into a delicious meal.
And that's exactly it, right? I mean, some of these programs in particular with kids is to really, you know, literally get their hands dirty. I mean, get them out there in the garden.
Yeah, we have found that the garden is a perfect setting for early education. Our outdoor preschool program allows kids to explore their ecosystem while developing their gross motor skills while they're climbing and digging, and just like you said, getting their hands dirty. Most of our programs focus on social and emotional learning, but we're also mm-hmm. teaching science in an accessible way.
And you know what I think is interesting about this is that there are there are programs all across the country that have these urban gardens that educate. Very few of them, though, have a partnership within their city. And as I mentioned, I mean, you know, being under the umbrella of the city, how does that make your program stand out?
I think that having the support of the city really helps us continue and grow. We do have that nonprofit arm that helps fund projects and keeps things rolling. But being part of the city, like you said, is a totally unique partnership. And I think people see, you know, that there is value, and we have that backing support of the mayor as well.
So, excuse me. So let's talk about adults and the education and the programming you bring to them. And what would you say are some of your most popular programs for adults?
Yeah, our fall registration for adult culinary classes opened up yesterday, and a lot of our classes are already full with a wait list. So it's definitely a need in the community. I think a lot of adults assume that they need to learn or to know how to cook. But, you know, we do everything from helping people feel more comfortable in the kitchen to we also have classes focused on specific diets, such as heart healthy diets or the Mediterranean diet. We have a registered dietitian on staff, and she leads that program with a lot of knowledge.
And you know, that's something that I think sometimes we take for granted, is that a lot of people don't learn how to cook growing up, or if they have learned how to cook, maybe they do need to make changes in their diet. And if you don't know a lot about nutrition, that can be really difficult to learn how to do.
Yeah, I think we try to make it a lot more accessible. We're taking produce straight from our garden here at Bugs. And in the winter, we continue to do classes with the preserved produce. And we just want to make it very easy and delicious. Right now, our culinary camp for kids is running. And it's fun to see the kids say, "I don't like vegetables," on Monday. And by Friday, they're eating zucchini fritters and trying everything.
What a concept, right? I mean, let's talk about your big annual fundraiser. It is right around the corner. This is called the Harvest Social. So first off, tell us what this is.
Sure. This event is our main fundraising event for all of our programming year round. It's on Saturday, August 27th from 4 to 7. There will be live music, games, a silent auction, and a raffle. We have over $3,000 worth of prizes available. This year, we're raising funds for a kitchen redesign. I've been talking a lot about those culinary classes, and we've been in the Big Red Barn at Comba Park for 7 years now, and it's time for an upgrade in our kitchen. So this project will allow us to grow our culinary program and be able to offer these classes to more community members.
So tell us about what you would like this kitchen to look like, these upgrades to the kitchen. What will that bring to your programs?
Our basic idea is to create a more efficient space. Right now, we have a maximum of 12 kids or 12 adults in each class. And if you ever came to see one of our culinary classes, it's a little bit of organized chaos with all of those kids in the kitchen. So we want to make the space run more smoothly and possibly be able to open those classes to larger numbers of community members. We'd also like the program to be a little more full-time. Right now, we offer classes just on an ongoing basis when we have that space available. This space is also used for meetings, and it's used for our other education programs. So we just want to make sure we have the most efficient space set up. So that means buying a few more appliances. On our wish list is a new freezer so that we can continue to preserve more and more food from the garden. And a few other fun appliances, like we'd really like to get an ice cream maker so the kids during the summer could make blackberry ice cream from the garden.
Oh, well, you had me right there. So you've already mentioned the Harvest Social is August 27th from 4 to 7 p.m. Where is it? And what is the cost associated for folks who want to join?
The event is at Bugs, which is located behind Comba Park on 5 Mile and Eustick. We're in the Big Red Barn. The event will be completely outdoors, and tickets are $35 for adults. And when you get that ticket, that includes appetizers from the garden and a signature cocktail. This is also a family event, so we have kids' tickets available for $15. And that includes an activity backpack that they can bring home with them. We will also have kids activities here as well. We're going to have a build your own dirt parfait activity for the kids in the garden. So those tickets are available on our website, BoiseUrbanGardenSchool.org.
I love that you've incorporated the whole family in this fundraiser. That doesn't happen often.
Yeah. You know, the kids are the reason why we're here. So we figured we had to include them.
And before I let you go, Alex, what would you say is Bug's biggest goal or hope for the community?
I think that our biggest goal is having people more involved in the food production line. I think a lot of people feel really disconnected from their food. They go to a grocery store and that's the only way they know where the food comes from. And I think our goal is to find youth and teach them, you know, how much effort goes into growing our food and what the impact is on our ecosystem.
Well, I want to thank you so much for coming in and talking. We've been chatting with Alex Brooks, the executive director of the Boise Urban Garden School. Their annual fundraiser, the Harvest Social, will be on August 27th from 4 to 7 p.m. Alex, thanks for your time. Really appreciate it.
Thank you so much.